In this 13th chapter of Matthew, the Lord continues to give these parables, especially about the kingdom of heaven, to where we'll still hear them next week. And it's a chapter in which many books, quite honestly, could be written about the depth and the rich theology that is in these parables. But I just would like to offer just one single concept, something hopefully you can take home with you. And it was a concept that was introduced to me early on in my priesthood when reading a book by Pope Benedict XVI. I was startled when he said, "The kingdom of heaven is not just a place, but it's also a person, the person of Jesus Christ. Because in him, man and God are forever inseparable and always one. That is the kingdom of heaven. That is Jesus. For when you think about it, when you or I get to heaven, we being men and women will be united with God forever, inseparable for all eternity. That's what we long for, to share in that union. And that is the union of Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, inseparable for all eternity. Now, though, the parable then says, I'll move right to the one that has been really just growing in my heart. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. So the kingdom of heaven, that is Jesus, is like yeast. What does yeast do? It's a catalyst. It brings about a change. Taking that dough and making it rise into something better, into bread that is delicious to eat. Especially Father Matt's bread. If you ever get a chance, have him make you some. It's delicious. But that's what yeast does. It changes the whole structure of the dough. It elevates it. And so when Jesus says the kingdom of heaven, that is me, I am like yeast, that when I enter into your hearts, I want to raise it up. I want to be a catalyst that changes it into something better. I want it to become like my Sacred Heart. I am like yeast for your souls, that when I enter in, I will transform it to become divine like me. I want to enter into your minds so that I may elevate your thoughts to think as I think. Or even our very bodies. The Lord Jesus wants to enter in so much to raise it up so that it may become like his sacrificial body upon the cross. That as he gives himself for you and I, we may be able to give ourselves in love of him and all those around us. You see, that's the transformation power of Jesus, of the yeast that he speaks of. And what's even more beautiful is that parable right before, when he says that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And though it is the smallest of seeds, when it is fully grown, it is the largest of plants. So if we kind of combine the two, that if I just have that little bit of Jesus enter into me, even if it's the smallest of seeds, he will begin to grow. He will begin to spread out, not just in my heart, not just in my mind, my soul, or my body, but in my everyday living, which is what he wants to interact with. He wants to be that yeast. He wants to be that seed that will grow within us, not just in our prayer, but also in our work. He wants to transform what we do, to elevate it to something better. He wants to be able to take our time of play and recreation and elevate it. It does not mean your golf game will get any better. But it does mean that maybe our actions on the golf course might become better. If we allow Christ into every aspect of our life, to let Him, just even as that little seed, to begin to grow, to let Him be that yeast that brings about a transformation. Because that's what happened with the saints. I think of St. Francis of Assisi, who allowed Jesus to be that transformative power in his own heart, his own soul, his mind, his body, to totally have a radical change and begin the Franciscan order. An order that just began with him. And soon a few others began to follow. And then within years, all of Italy was filled with the Franciscans. Within a couple of decades, all of Europe, and within a century, the entire world. All one little man who simply allowed Jesus to be that transformative power to grow in him. Or I think of a saint more of our days, Saint Teresa of Calcutta. This wonderful holy woman who got that call within a call. She, who is now being drawn to go and help the poorest of the poor. It was just her. And as people saw her sacrificial love, as they saw the transformative power of Jesus that was dwelling in her, her order began to grow to where it's throughout the world as well, to this day, helping the poorest of the poor to see the great love of God. Before Teresa of Calcutta, I didn't even know there was a Calcutta. And now, that transformative power of Christ shines through her. And He wants to shine through each of you, through me. If we allow Him as yeast to be that catalyst, to let His grace elevate us into something better, even as small as it may be, the Lord Jesus will make it grow so that every part of our life may be for His greater honor and glory, so that we may be His wheat that bears abundant fruit. As we come and approach our Lord in this Eucharist, as we take His body, His blood, His soul, and divinity into us, though just a small little host, it is being planted in you and me. Let it grow. May the kingdom of heaven, that is Jesus, be the yeast that continues to transform our lives to make us into the saints that God desires us to be. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.